What's up, guys? This is Fairy Chow coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And my last podcast I did, was it the other night? It was a little tipsy. So for whoever listened to it, because I literally didn't get a chance to edit it. I just put it straight out there, raw dog. And I listened back to it yesterday and I was cursing a lot. So I'm sorry if I offend anybody with my cursing, but you know, they say, what is it? I don't know about when you drink alcohol, the truth come out or whatever. So I just wanted to apologize to anyone that was like, this girl is cursing like a sailor. Anyway, how you guys doing? I just wanted to take a little bit of time to say what's up. I'm not going to have a long-winded podcast. This is basically just checking in. I got up early today, went to the gym. Then I handled some business for Fairy Chow. Not Burning Sage, just for Fairy Chow, because I still have my hair company. And I just left the juice bar. I got me a super green with the sea moss. So if I sound all pumped, that's because of the sea moss. Like, my energy is like through the roof right now. But I'm just really, really, you know, life is so crazy. It is so annoying. You have your ups, you have your downs, and when you're an adult, you have to find a balance of not to be too down. Sometimes when your downs are down, you have to know how to find a balance, and that's just life. That's just going to have some good days, some bad days, and then when the days are good, it's good, and when the days are bad, it's bad, but just know, like, it's going to get better. Just know that, and believe me, like, we're going to all have our days, but just know, don't give up. Tomorrow could just change your life. You might think that literally you want something and then come to find out it's not even what you really want. So that's why sometimes you need to just sit and be still and have faith that everything is going to work out the way it's supposed to. And sometimes it might work out better than you even could imagine. So I don't know why I'm doing this video, maybe because I'm just in such a good mood and I feel so great. Like, my energy, my spirit, my skin is glowing. I'm just feeling really good. Overall, I mean, this past last December was kind of lousy, you know. Well, Christmas was good and everything like that, but you know, the holiday times is sometimes a little heavy. But I'm finally feeling like back to myself. I'm actually really optimistic about things that's coming up for me, and I'm just really just grateful to be here. And I just wanted to say this another thing. If it's anybody out here that's going through mental health problems, or you're going through a situation at home or with a loved one or whatever, just know that you have a choice. You don't have to go through that. You understand me? You don't have to. And I know sometimes it's like, damn, for example, you could probably have a lot of children and you are stuck home with your child's father and he's paying all the bills, and maybe you can't manage to take care of all the kids by yourself, and you feel like there's no way out, and you feel like, you know, you rather tolerate the abuse instead of leave. There's always resources. And I just want people to know, we have one life to live, you know. We have one life to live. And I feel like if you have a soul, you're going to do right. And if you do right, you're going to live a right life. Your life is going to be good. And not saying that bad things will happen to good people. It does. But what I'm saying is, if you just give off that energy that you deserve better and you want better, I promise you God is going to give you better. He will give you better, but you have to take that leap of faith. You have to believe in yourself. You have to know what you deserve. You have to know your worth. If you feel like you're not worthy of love, or you feel like you're not worthy of respect, then you're going to tolerate that. But I think once you get to a place in your life when you know that you deserve the best, and you could, because you are a good person, and because you give that to the world, you deserve that back in return. And I feel like if you're in a situation with someone that's not respecting you or not appreciating what you contribute to the relationship, then maybe sometimes you just need to go and have them miss you. Have them see that it's not, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. And even if it looks greener, it's most likely fake. And you'll grow to realize to be grateful for what you have. And so I just wanted to just shed some love and positivity on this podcast today instead of cursing, sounding ignorant like a drunken sailor. I do have, you know, brains, guys. I'm sorry. When I get a little tipsy, I just vent, and you know, I'm not taking it down. It is what it is. Keeping it up there, but I just vent, and I wanted to vent that night. the other night, and I said what I said. It is what it is. I'm sure whatever I said, I meant it, and I just didn't have to be so cursy with it, but also vulgar with it. I don't really have much to say. It's 5 minutes. I'm getting ready to go. I do have some more errands to run, and you know, it's the first of the month, the beginning of the month. I paid all my bills already, so thank God. But there's still like some little knickknack paddywhacks I have to do. Like, I have to do some other things, you know. It's always a bill or something that has to be paid, so I have to handle that. I told Odyssey tomorrow when she gets out of school, she can go get her hair and her nails done. So we're gonna do that this weekend. I told her we're going to go on a date. So I got like a really good weekend planned for me. I have a few things going on this weekend, and Odyssey, I promised her that we were going to go to Chinatown because she swears that she's like Korean. Odyssey just swears like she loves mochi and not matcha. I love matcha, but she loves, it's this fermented cabbage. What is it? Mochi. I think it's called, no, it's not mochi. Is it mochi? I can't think of the name of it, but she loves all these Korean dishes, and I told her we were going to go to a Korean barbecue. So we're going to do that either Saturday or Sunday, maybe most likely Sunday, because Sunday fun day is normally what we do. Like Sunday fun day, we usually go to the market, we cook a nice little meal, we watch movies, and so Sunday we're gonna go probably because she loves thrifting. My daughter loves thrifting, and I told her we can probably go thrifting, even though I don't trust that type of stuff. I mean, to be honest, when I was younger, I did like vintage clothes, but now that I'm older and I'm more spiritual, I know it's like a lot of energy on that. Like a lot of people energy on their items, and I don't want to bring nobody's energy in my apartment. So that being said, I'm not going to keep rambling. Just again, anybody that's out here going through some mental health issues and you feel like the world is over, I'm telling you it isn't. Listen, I am literally a testimony. I'm a walking testimony. I've been down sometimes, like really, really low, like especially after losing my parents. It took me to a dark place that I never thought that I would ever see, because I never thought that I would lose both of my parents back to back. Like, that was not something that I ever envisioned in my life. I thought that they were going to be here forever. I just never really had the thought that I would ever lose them. So losing my parents back to back and losing the love of my life, that we weren't together at the time when he died, but he was a really good confidant and a big role model. Like, he just meant a lot to me, and he passed away too. So I just lost so many people. Not only that, my mom, her best friend Roxanne passed away. Like, it was just so much death that I was going through that. And Roxanne, I consider her my aunt. Like, she was a wonderful woman. Oh my God, Miss Roxanne, I miss her so much. Like, she just had a heart of gold. She was funny. She was just really sweet. She was kind. And, you know, she just had a good spirit, and I miss her so much. So going through all of those deaths, losing my mom and losing my dad and losing Roxanne, and then my grandmother's gone, and I'm losing my favorite uncles and my ex-boyfriend and all these people just dying. And I just felt like, why is God punishing me like this? Like, what did I do so bad that I have to lose everybody? And I didn't know that he was literally making me strong. He was literally building my wisdom. He was building my empathy. He was also humbling me, because all these years, I didn't know how blessed I was until it was taken away. So it literally humbled me and made me just feel like, you know, I'm just I'm literally nothing. I mean, not saying in those terms like I'm like nothing, but like we can go any day tomorrow. It doesn't matter how much you're loved. It doesn't matter how much people care about you, how much you respect it. God can take you whenever he's ready. So it humbled me so much. And I was in such a dark place. I was just like literally like going through it. And at the time, I wasn't seeing eye to eye with my daughter's father. Like, we really never have seen eye to eye after we separated, but I just felt like I didn't have nobody in my corner. I just felt like it was just me and my daughter against the world. And I'm working two jobs to take care of her, and I was running my business. It was just so overwhelming that I've never felt suicidal, but I've always felt like, damn, if this is life, then I don't even want to put the effort in. Like, what's the effort? What is the reason I'm putting all this effort in if I feel like
God is not listening to me. And the whole time he was. The whole time God was doing all of those things. So when I get to where I need to be, I could appreciate it more. And not only that, I can also be a testimony for the next person. Like, I'm literally a walking testimony. I don't like when a person try to, you know, give you advice and they never been through nothing. And no disrespect, but like, if a person never lost their mother, they could never understand the pain. Or a person never lost a child, they could never understand the pain. So it's like when people say, my condolences, I appreciate it, but it's like, you don't understand what I'm going through right now. And at that moment, I was just not the best for myself. I lost a lot during that time, especially after my dad. Like, I went through like this breakup, and it was just too much for me. But you know what? Somehow I went through the dark night of the storm, and I came out shining bright. And that's why I'm saying this now. I found the peace in my life that I've been praying for since I was a kid. I found the confidence that in my life that I've been praying for since I was a kid. I found all of the things that I needed validation from people, I found it in myself. All of the love that I thought I needed from a person, I loved on myself. All of the moments where I was like, don't know where I'm going to turn left or right, it always worked out. So now I don't worry about anything no more. I'm not saying I don't have my moments, but I don't stress a thing. I believe whatever I decide to do is guided, is like guided by God, and he's always going to protect me. He's not going to have me in a situation that's not going to be good for my mental health or my daughter. He's always going to lead me away from it. And like I said, sometimes rejection is God protection. So if you ain't get that job, or that relationship ain't work out, or you ain't get that house, or you ain't get that loan, or you ain't get that mortgage, you ain't get whatever it is, it's something better coming. You just got to have faith, and you got to have patience. You got to know who the fuck you are. Excuse my language. I did curse. But you got to know who you are. And if you know who you are, you're going to always be okay. So today might be dark, but guarantee you in a few days, even if it don't take a few days, maybe it take a few weeks. Shit, maybe it'll take a month. But believe me, the sun will shine again. And on that note, I hope anyone that's listening to this is having a blessed day. I hope you guys are optimistic, taking care of your health, keeping your stress levels down, staying sucker free, and just trying to be around positive people. Because when you're around positive people, you attract positive things. And on that note, you guys be safe. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Stay sucker free and love on your body and love on your neighbor. Well, not really, but love on your loved ones. Whoever love you, love them back. And on that note, peace out. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you.